Another target area is the attacker's knee and foot. Feet contain many very small bones, and these bones are easy to break. This particular move is called a stomp kick. Here is how to do a stomp kick. Raise your knee and leg as high as you can. Your toes should be almost pointing up. Your heel, the back part of your foot, should be pointing down. With your foot raised in this position, push your heel quickly into your attacker's knee. But do not stop there. Continue pushing your foot down his leg. When you reach his foot, push your heel down very hard. You can even move your heel in a circle motion. Knowing how to defend yourself is only the first step. The second step involves staying calm and intelligent during an attack. If you are attacked, will you know what to do? Self-defense experts say that practicing self-defense moves again and again is important. It helps you to stay calm during an attack. It helps you feel better and act quicker in defending yourself. And it is important that you decide how much damage you are willing to do on your attacker. If you know what you are willing to do, you will not feel guilty hurting your attacker. Remember, there is no wrong way to defend yourself against an attack. One self-defense expert says, "The only wrong move in self-defense is no move at all." Finally, if you are attacked or raped, please tell the police or someone in authority that you trust. Do not let your attacker stay free. Do not let your attacker attack another innocent victim. You do not deserve to be attacked. You deserve respect.